you're getting a little off.
It's actually a lie.
I'm sorry.
It's a lie.
But I'll tell you.
So you're practicing a lie. Revelation 22 says if you practice a lie, you'll be outside the kingdom.
It's okay if I, like, you have, in my opinion, so this is what I believe. You have closed hand issues. In this closed hand are the undeniable truths of the Bible. Jesus died. He came. He rose again. What I would say to you is that you're picking on me, not personally. So
calling out sin of the evangelical world.
I'm saying,
the Bible says we're supposed to call out sin.
But I'm
1 Timothy 5 says publicly rebuke sin.
Can I?
But you're defending false doctrine.
I'm not defending false doctrine.
Yeah, you are. Admit that Good Friday's a lie.
I don't care what day it is.
Admit he didn't rise on Sunday.
He rose again. That's all that matters.
No, it doesn't matter because here's why it matters. Ready?
Him rising from the dead is
here's why it matters. No, his death, burial, and resurrection, I preach all the time. Here's why it matters. If he didn't be in the grave 3 days and three nights, he's a liar. He can't be your Savior. He can't be your Messiah. He lied. He's in sin. He's not your Messiah. So you're practicing a Messiah that is a sinful, wicked man. He lied about 3 days and three nights.
The ability or the conversion of the holidays.
That's just one small. That's just one small thing. You keep the pagan holidays of Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. They're Roman Catholic ordained.
So you don't observe the birth of Christ?
No.
You don't.
The Bible doesn't tell us to observe the birth of Christ. No. I'm following Christ every day and lifting up Christ every day and worshiping Christ every day.
The virgin birth? Are you saying you disagree?
That's doctrinally sound, virgin birth.
So, but you don't celebrate the fact that Jesus.
No, the Bible doesn't tell us to celebrate that. Who makes days holy, God or man?
God.
Did God make Christmas holy anywhere in the Bible? No. The day, the celebration of Christmas, it's actually merged. December 25th is the pagan winter solstice that's merged. He wasn't even born then, so that's another lie. So the practicing of lies. Look at my sign. Mark 7, 6 through 9. You know what Jesus said there? This refutes this nice man's argument. Jesus said, for the keeping of man-made doctrines, you worship God in vain. Christmas is a man-made doctrine. Easter is a man-made doctrine.
The disciples, the Pharisees, were arguing that the disciples were not washing their hands.
Which was a man-made doctrine.
But that was
a man-made doctrine.
No, but you're picking
some. Jesus says, for other such things you do. So if you're not in the truth of God, and that part of the truth is coming out of the world, the part of the truth is not entertaining yourself in fleshly music.
You're taking stuff out of context.
No. Yeah. No, it's totally in context. Totally in context. Truth, totally in context. Truth is truth no matter what context you put it in. And when you're practicing a lie that goes against Jesus and makes him not the Savior, he can't be the Savior if he's not in the grave 3 days and three nights. He can't be.
If you say I can take the verse out of context, then I can take the verse where Jesus says, ask and you'll receive, knock and it'll be open, right? I can take that out of context and say, Lord, give me $1 million. That doesn't guarantee he's going
to. No, because the rest of the Bible tells us seek the will of God. And that's not the will of God just to make you rich. So the Bible always interprets the Bible, sir. But you can't defend and deny that the evangelical church system, look at the fruit of the evangelical church system.
Bro, why do you keep interrupting?
They're making trinketry. They're making trinketry out of my Savior. T-shirts, hats, music, CDs, tickets to worship God. This is not of a holy God. This is not of a holy God. This is of merchandising. And in John 2, Jesus said, don't make merchandise of my Father's temple. That was the building. Guess what? Who's the temple today? The people of God are the temple. And they're making merchandise of you right now, selling you tickets, worldly music, heretic men, 9107 putting this on, or 97.3. They're linked to the NAR. Any of you know what the NAR is? The New Apostolic Reformation, Bill Johnson, Bethel Church in California. Do you know what they teach and believe? You lay on the ground on people's graves and you suck their energy out of the ground. That's who 97.3 is linked to, and Sin on the Hill is linked to them as well. And this is heresy that Paul says in Romans 16:17, mark those that cause division by leaving sound doctrine. Not division. I do cause division. If you're sinful and you're worldly as a Christian, I will divide from you. You should divide from me if I live in sin.
You're sinful too.
He says, mark them and avoid them who teach division contrary to sound doctrine. Avoid them. Sin on the Hill does not avoid them. They embrace them. They embrace Skillet, who's full of heresy and worldliness. Chris Tomlin was here last year when I preached here. I love to tell this story. My father's so gracious to me. I called for Chris Tomlin at the gate. Of course, he wouldn't come out and talk to the lowly street preacher. He's a multimillionaire, $20 million. He's rich, selling the things of God. Guess what happened the next day? I come the second day and parked in my van down by the square. I'm drinking my cup of coffee, getting ready to come here again. I look up and I go, that's Chris Tomlin, just walked by our van. Grab my phone. I walk up to him. I let him go across the street so he doesn't think I'm a stalker. He got right across the street, 20, 30 feet away. And I went, Chris, to test if it was Chris Tomlin. He turned around. I said, Chris Tomlin. He goes, yeah. He's all by himself. I said, Chris, I love you. You can see this. It's on my website. I got on the video. Look it up. I said, I love you, Chris. He goes, okay. I said, Chris, why are you deceiving people with false gospels? Why are you selling the things of God to become a millionaire? Why are you linked to Roman Catholicism? Do you know what Chris Tomlin did? I was calm, peaceful, talking to him. Chris Tomlin did this. You'll see him on video. And he walked away. Now, the reason I tell you that, John 13 says, by this the world will know you're my people. Love for one another. I come to these places. I don't sell nothing. I don't take anyone's money. I don't make money on my internet site. I'm not popular. I don't want to be popular. Jesus said the world will hate you if you're my people. The Bible says, beware when men speak well of you, like the church systems in America. I come to these places to withstand the ire I did this morning of all the mockery and hating and men getting in my face. To eventually, I've talked to tons of seekers today that the word of God got planted in. My wife's talking to somebody right now. And that's why we go. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. Matthew 28, 20. He didn't say put on fleshly false music shows with millionaire music whores. He didn't say live like the world. He didn't say keep pagan holidays from Roman Catholicism. Jesus said preach the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, shed blood, repentance. You haven't repented if you're of the world. Sports, politics, entertainment, that's sweeping you away. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. Do you know that? 1 John 2:15 says,